There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Dude, I needed that dose of vitamin L there last hour, Super Don. Thanks for getting Michelle Ryder back on. I mean, my goodness, to go through what she's going through, we got to find a way to laugh a little bit in there. And that vitamin L is not just love, it's laughter.
And, you know, she's gone through a lot, but it's always fun. It's always fun to talk with her.
Yeah, like I said, she's got a great spirit about her, considering what she's gone through. That's incredible. One day when Isaiah, they were reunioned, she could go out on the lecture circuit and teach others what to do once this is through, because I know she's in a crash course to learn a heck of a lot, as are many of the families around this country right now, realizing that they're raising families in a medical police state. Articles are all linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. The many medical kidnaps at medicalkidnap.com. Of course, National News just covered it as well. We've got interesting, National News is helping us to put the transcripts out of the interviews we do with the FDA Dragon Slayer, Jonathan Emord. And two of them have been released already, and we've also posted them and published them at robertscottbell.com. So very excited about that. Tell your friends, if you're new to the Robert Scott Bell Show, tell yourself that you can listen to the archives for free from many sources around the web. Of course, our syndicator GCN, GCNlive.com, naturalnewsradio.com, epictimes.com, UK Health Radio rebroadcasts us, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, and I don't know. There are probably more places that I can't even remember.
You know what? Speaking of UK Health Radio, I'm going to be talking with
Johan
next week.
Cool.
And believe it or not, our friends at UK Health Radio, Johan Ilgenfritz.
Ilgenfritz. That's such an English name.
Yeah, but check it out, dude. You know, every once in a while we have stories that we talk about that are things that are going on in the UK. And you know how we always go, oh, it's in the UK, you know.
Yeah.
The guys from UK Health Radio are going to be visiting with us time to time to cover stories about health freedom in the United Kingdom.
You know what I'm going to have to do in return?
What's that?
I'm going to have to visit the UK and do a broadcast live from the UK. In fact, that's happening. It's happening.
Awesome.
All of y'all listening across the pond, the Robert Scott Bell Show is coming to England toward the end of March. We'll get you more details on when that's going to be. We've got a big conference that the Alliance for Natural Health Europe is hosting, and I'll be there teaching the doctors, as well as from the Tahoma Clinic, Dr. Jonathan Wright. So, wow.
Promise me that when you get over there, you are not going to say pip, pip, cheerio.
If I do, they'll throw me out and they'll send me to Australia, and they won't like me any better. Yeah, I know. Pip, pip, cheerio. Right. No, they're going to want to hear my southern twang, right? That's what they want. They don't hear southerners that often over there.
They'll be like, you're speaking with an accent.
Yeah, that's right. What accent? I don't know what you're talking about. And then he speaks with marbles in his mouth. You Americans. You silly Americans. So anyway, look out, UK. We'll be heading over there soon. Also, this weekend, Vicasa Expo. Go and listen to the interview we did with Paul Berger, our good friend. We've got the Echo Water that's going to be there. And a terrific event. We've got a lot of great healers and speakers coming out. That's January 24th, 25th. I just heard of a new health expo that I was just invited to, the 31st of January. That's a Saturday in Mount Dora, north of Orlando. So we'll get that up on the calendar as well. In February, Valentine's Day weekend, the Raw Food Retreat with Paul Neeson. We just had him on talking about it. I have all of these things linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. And, of course, there are more events than we can even put up here, and we'll be letting you know when we'll be in your neighborhood. If not, you'll meet us at some of these events, which is very exciting. So go to robertscottbell.com. Tell your friends, even if you can't make it, maybe someone in that area can, and there's limited space at these things, although the Vacasa Expo is wide open this weekend in Orlando for everybody to attend. So that'll be cool. So what else we got? This hour, April Winery. She is in Oklahoma. She's the mom of three kids, and she's now dealing with a medical kidnap. We're going to get into that story at the bottom of the hour. But first up, where's Ebola? Ebola?
Huh?
Here, boy. Where'd you go?
Yeah.
You see,
somebody left the gate open.
Right. Ebola just walked right on out and didn't come back. There's a big story that America spent $750 million, $750 million to fight something that had already burned itself out pretty much. Yeah, $750 million. Some of the treatment centers that they actually built over there in Africa have never seen. That's right, Izzy. You go, Izzy. See, Izzy knows. He's upset. She's upset. What we
you
got?
Were calling Ebola. Ebola came back.
Right. I said, here, Ebola. I didn't say Izzy. Shut up, Izzy. I'm so mean. No. The whole thing had burned out by the time we finally went, okay, let's do something.
Choking yourself up there.
I know. They set this thing up. They've got these so-called centers there that are empty, have not seen one patient. And so then they're taking the funds that they've stolen from the American taxpayer, and they've reallocated them to the United Nations for them to continue scamming the people of planet Earth. Because as I've said, that Ebola, or whatever it is real in the manifestation, but that it is not one virus. It is not one virus causing one disease. That's a lie, and that's a lie that is continuing to be told because it keeps you separated from your common sense and your money. And this is what happened with Ebola, and we were one of the few outlets, even in the new media, that talked about it this way, along with my buddy John Rappaport. The question, the tests themselves, and the fact that once you got a handle on the terrain, you cleaned up the water, you hydrated these people. You gave them selenium, you know, even if, like you said, we've covered this, even if they had no drugs, nothing, they just hydrated people, they mostly survived unless they were too far gone. Devastating. But we got a beachhead there, 3,000 soldiers to counteract the Chinese presence in West Africa, going after gold and silver and rare earth minerals and oil that's there. And again, this is the play. Follow the money. They steal from you under the guise of humanitarian efforts, and they set up a beachhead to really secure the resources for global corporations with no allegiance to any nation or state, a little bit of allegiance to the U.S. state or the Western world, but really they're out for themselves. And, of course, the soldiers themselves become cannon fodder, you know, sacrificed to the gods of Ebola.
You know what's so funny?
What's that?
Is, you know, when the media jumped on this thing, I mean, you had Tom Friedman, and you had all these people like getting in front of the camera, oh, Ebola, you know, yeah. Oh, it's mm-hmm. horrible, terrible, you know, and you know, U.S. is like, we need to send the money, and they go and they build these things, and they get there,
mm-hmm.
and now you're, like you said, I mean, these things are just sitting there, brand new facilities. And the workers are just kicking back, eating some pizza, you know, right. And watching, you know.
Yep.
And there's a quote in the article, medical professionals are scratching their heads, and they aren't sure what stopped the spread of Ebola.
Hmm.
They were so sure that it was going to be this epidemic and all terrible, you know, and everybody needs to run and hide.
Mm-hmm.
What happened?
They hydrated them. Listen, in Nigeria, they shut this thing down before Americans showed up. You know, maybe they took to heart what I told them when I went there many years ago in the 90s. And I said, throw the white man out, throw the white man's medicine out, and embrace the medicine of your ancestors. Start embracing the plants, the medicinals, the herbs. Do the basic things. Feed your people real food, not the GMO garbage that we're trying to export to you under the guise of helping you.
Oh,
like golden
wait,
rice.
No, no, no. You've got to have the secret sauce, don't you?
Yeah, right, the secret sauce, right? The plasma from the people that supposedly had Ebola. I mean, you turn people into vampires in this way.
Mm-hmm.
It's really amazing. And again, we pointed this out at the beginning, and we are right. We are correct once again. And look, we're happy that Ebola is not out there. We weren't happy that it was there in the first place. But the point is that the government, yes, the government, the gross incompetence of government suddenly would find competence because we're sending soldiers there. Soldiers who, God bless them, when you need them for constitutional defense of the republic and American lives, but really? So what are they going to do? You basically, they're working for the international global corporations at this point to set these beachheads up. They're soldiers. They're supposed to shoot things, kill people, break things. That's their job, not to set up humanitarian efforts to reverse a disease that was already being reversed via the transformation of, wow, let's hydrate these people. Let's clean up this environment. And for those who are so aware, let's give them some ozone. Let's give them some selenium. Let's give them some silver hydrosol. And we can neutralize all of that. The corruption, it goes very deep in Africa. The people sell their people out. And the politicians. I mean, this is the thing. It's not unique to West Africa. It happens here. Watch the State of the Union tonight and all the constipated criminals that are there. You'll see the same thing. They're selling themselves out. We've talked about the Choctaw tribe, not just to pick on the Choctaw tribe, because we talked with Larry Benegas from the Kumeyaay tribe nation. And he said, listen, and as a social worker, he's seen people sell out their people for money. And they sell out their people for money also in West Africa and other areas around the world. Who will stand up for you when the government doesn't? Right? Have we talked about getting local? Have we talked about uncoupling from this? You think, yes, we live on the earth, right? We're part of this global community. But really, how are you going to ship stuff around the world, food that's grown in China or South America, into the United States when the fracking no longer works? It's not going to be gravy train, $2 a gallon gas forever, folks. And that's the point of looking further into the future than just now. Certainly, this is an opportunity to prepare and plan, to grow your garden, to learn how to do the things you need to save yourself and your family and your community. Don't be fooled and lulled into a false sense of complacency because gas is cheap right now. A lot of stuff in your lifetime, in our lifetime, is going to be changing. It is changing. And part of the reason we're here doing what we're doing is to bring the power to heal back to you, because the allopathic medical monopoly will not survive this. As evidenced by Obamacare. Obamacare was evidence that it wasn't surviving, and they had to mandate your participation in it. By the way, one of the interviews I did with Jonathan Emord was about Obamacare, and it's just been posted today at robertscottbell.com and naturalnews.com as well. We got lots more healing to go. Oh, a sweet, salty story coming up next. Aren't you getting hungry? Is your Pavlovian dripping out of your mouth? What's going on, Super Don? Are you ready?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD, or cannabidiol, is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233. 1-800-237-7337 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As good as gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
All right, taking a temporary break from the outrage. We've got more medical kidnap stories, a new one coming up from Oklahoma after the next break. But for right now, eat more salt, please. Please. This is something that has been as controversial as anything. And I learned this many years ago, I think in the early 2000s, earlier than that, but really immersed myself in the study of salt. And found out that, of course, what we were eating in America, table salt, a.k.a. sodium chloride, was not salt as it is salt of the earth, salt of the sea. That the sodium chloride that we have been told is salt is crack, the equivalent of crack from a dietary perspective, where they take the salt wherever they may get it from, if they mine it or if they evaporate it. They then remove all of the essential trace elements. It could be between 74 and 84 essential trace elements. Some they don't even know if it's essential. That's how many there are. And they remove all of them. They leave pretty much only the sodium and the chloride. And it looks like something they call salt. Usually it's bleached white. Sometimes they add a form of iodine that is inappropriate for consumption as well. Iodized salt, you've seen that. Sometimes they use anti-caking agents in there. It's a mess. And, of course, a lot of the studies said, oh, my gosh, salt is going to cause heart disease, high blood pressure. Never once in these studies did they say, well, what does the salt contain? Are we taking the salt that has been evaporated as sea salt or mined as ancient mineral salts and using that dietarily or otherwise? Or are we taking that, refining it, industry profits off of the trace elements, and then we leave what's left? And, of course, that's why salt got a bad rap and a bad name. And industry profited. And that industry that profited, not only those that got the minerals from the salt, but the medical industry profited. The drug industry profited because the abnormal food stuff in the guise of salt that was being consumed would create horrific problems. Dehydration, demineralization, a lot of imbalances. And now finally that's coming to light. This study, though, you know, talks about the fact that the whole idea of cutting back salt has not been good for health. In fact, there's a story on Epic Times. I think I was on the Jerry. Was I on the Jerry Doyle show, or we took it from our show and then we placed the audio there? I can't even remember, Super Don, because there were so many stories, so many shows we've been doing. I think that one we did on our show, and we posted the
that
audio.
That was from our show, indeed. Yeah. And yeah. It was just the coolest study that turned everything, all of the recommendations that we've been given, completely on its ear. And what ended up happening was when they did the study, they found that if you ate the recommended amount of salt or sodium, you had a higher chance of dying than if you like tripled that and ate that much sodium.
Right. So even if you ate to excess, they said your risk were less than if you ate too
less,
little.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, listen, I argue that you're better off getting your minerals from food, and that the salt is more or less in the fluid medium, the needed trace elements, the electrolytes, et cetera, that we get. The water itself uses it in our body, you know, 70% or so water. And the salt, the minerals make it all go, the body electric, that concept. But if you're going to do salt, please, you know, look to do the Celtic sea salts or, you know, the ancient rock mineral salts. But the iodized, refined sodium chloride crack salt, not recommended here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, just saying. So interesting story. Again, eat more salt. Even if you eat a little too much, it's less dangerous than if you eat too little. How interesting is that? And that's the kind of stuff we get to cover here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, because we don't take big corporate conglomerate pharmaceutical sponsors that profit off of your nutritional ignorance. And you're not nutritionally ignorant because you listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show. See how that works? Very interesting. Read Unlock the Power to Heal. You'll learn even more. And we've got a revised expanded edition coming up soon, too. We're still working on it behind the scenes. Very cool stuff. I almost don't want to cover the next story, but we've got to. You know, we are just committed to revealing these atrocities so that the people will wake up. Now, it's interesting on the modern medical side of things. The medical profession, by cooperating with big government and big pharma and cooperating with CPS for profit, they're destroying themselves. How can you possibly trust a doctor anymore when that doctor looks at you and says you're a potential criminal because your child had a bruise, and we're going to report you to CPS, and CPS is going to take you, and guess what? It's not American. CPS is not American. Child Protective Service is not an American ideal. How do I know? Because you're guilty, and even if you're innocent and proven so, you still are called guilty, and they won't give you your kids back, except in rare circumstances. That's what we're finding out. So we're going to talk about another medical kidnap case, this time out of Oklahoma, the Sooner State. Sooner rather than later, let's get these kids home and reunited with their families. We'll be right back.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed results I have with your product. I've suffered with thoughts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up the 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you always 5 minutes late? Maybe you're only late when you don't want to be somewhere. Then you realize you're always 5 minutes late. For work, you set 3 alarms, drag your feet in the shower, drink your coffee slowly until you're rushing out the door. 5 minutes late. It's not that you hate your job. Hate is such a strong word. You're just not that excited about it. But most people don't love what they do, right? Listen, if you're local to the Twin Cities, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, you might want to join one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, GCN. Because right now, we are hiring, and we offer benefits. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, where you'll want to be 5 minutes early every day.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Did you go to Guns80.com and get your AR-15 yet? I took my buddy Mark out to lunch the other day to thank him for turning me on to Guns80.com, and suddenly our old pal Dan showed up and joined us. Of course, Mark immediately started selling him on the great deals at Guns80.com and told him how you can buy a brand new rifle at a great price, keep your privacy, and how it can be delivered right to your front door, and that there was no visit to a gun dealer involved, there are no government papers to fill out. Dan was such an easy sell. He just pulled out his iPhone right there and went to Guns80.com and ordered his Ghost AR. Wow. You can call Guns80.com right now. Their number is 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. By the way, demand they pay market commission, okay? Call Guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80 and demand they pay Mark, please. He deserves a commission. Go to 844-2-GUNS-80 and get your Ghost AR-15 on the web at guns80.com. Go now.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
You know, it used to be that you could just take your kids to the doctor, right? And they were a family doctor. They might even make a house call. I know growing up what it was like. I know I was in that transition phase, 60s, early 70s, things like that. But you never, in your wildest imagination, even if you weren't into allopathic medicine, you never thought the doctors would turn on the parents like we're seeing here. Where doctors would turn in parents with allegations that, you know, in a normal court, normal criminal court, you would be innocent until proven guilty, presumed innocent, if you will. But it's all upside down and backwards and inside out. With Child Protective Services, with the doctors, the licensed doctors, the hospitals, they are basically convicting these families, these moms and dads, and taking their children away and saying, good luck trying to get them back. In other words, you're guilty. And maybe you could prove your innocence, but even so, we hold all the cards, as we're hearing more and more. We have another horrific story now. I want to welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show April Winery. Her husband, Joshua, have three kids, two from a previous, I believe, with April, and then this child is the focus of what happened here that we're going to talk about. April, thank you for being here. Our heart goes out to you, as you know. Appreciate your willingness to communicate this, because this has got to be as heart-wrenching as anything I've ever heard.
It is.
You grew up in a medical America, just like I did. You think you trust the doctors, you take your kids to doctors, they get their checkups, they get their shots, whatever it is. And then something horribly wrong happened here, but it goes back even year, maybe, I don't know how far back, where you noticed there might have been a problem with one of your children, because you told me the ribs were sticking out. What was this? Was this Aiden?
Yes.
And what did the doctor say initially when you noticed there was some kind of, let's say, aberrant, I don't say deformity, but that you could tell the ribs were sticking out on one side. What was the doctor's diagnosis at that point?
That he was fine. He was just growing.
But you had a sense it was something more than that.
Yes.
All right. And now, how long after that initial, let's say, non-diagnosis, did the injury occur to Aiden's ribs that was determined to be some form of abuse, parental abuse, rather than what it seems to be, brittle bone syndrome, that runs in Joshua's family, according to his mother and family, that this is something that has happened through the generations?
Well, Aiden initially suffered his first set of fractures, diagnosed by DHS's doctors when he was a month old. He suffered fractures, and he had three separate x-rays. It was in a three-month period, and he had fractures present all three times, but the doctors refused to say anything until the third one. He was about 3 months and 2 weeks old, and they finally told us.
They what did they tell you at that point?
Well, we took him to the emergency room because he had 104 fever, and they told us he had pneumonia the first time, and then they sent us home with him, and then 11 days later, he ended up back in the hospital because he wasn't breathing. He had another fever, and they took another chest x-ray and told us was that his ribs were fractured.
Wow. April, were there any vaccinations given around this time? This is a point of reference?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
He had all his vaccinations, so probably.
Right. And of course, we know fever is one of the effects, if you will, that's very common. But here you have fractures that are showing up. And, you know, did they at all ask you, you know, what happened? Was there an injury? Was there an accident? What happened in this point? Or did they just say, okay, there's a fracture, go on home?
Well, they asked us what happened. And the night that DHS had stepped in, they asked us what happened. And the only accident we could think of was his two-year-old brother had fallen on top of him, but he already had fractures prior to this point.
Right.
So they said that couldn't have caused it.
Okay, but they didn't take into account this brittle bone syndrome scenario and the history of Joshua in the family. Did they do any tests or analysis to determine that indeed what you had suspected was the case?
No.
So instead, eventually they called and they wanted you to come back to the hospital, and at that point, they decided to take all three of your children?
Yes. They sent us home from the emergency room the third time we had taken Aiden. They sent us home on my daughter's birthday, and they had called us a few hours after we had gotten home and asked us to bring them back to DHS so Aiden could see a doctor and get a diagnosis, but that was not what happened. They turned everything around, and they got a doctor to testify for him that it was abuse.
Well, based on what? How about the other two children? Was there any sign of bruising, broken bones, fractures, anything?
There was nothing in the other children or Aiden other than the fractures. There was no bruising, no signs of abuse. Aiden's doctor that we had him seeing stripped him down to his diaper every time he was seen, and there was no signs of abuse in Aiden.
Right. And did they at that point agree to at least have him tested for this brittle bone condition?
No, even though Aiden's doctor had testified that we didn't do this to him.
Wow. Again, stunning. So CPS now not takes Aiden, but takes all three of your children. How long have they been in custody of the state or in foster care?
They have been since March 25th, 2013. DHS has had them.
We're approaching a year. And you have, I imagine, complied with all of their requests because we've been hearing about all the hoops they want the parents to jump through to ever maybe get their kids back, or are they pushing you to relinquish all parental rights so that your kids can be adopted by somebody else?
See, they never even, they were supposed to by law make up a treatment plan and have it taken in front of a judge, but they never did that. And then they told the judge we refused to do their treatment plan they wanted us to do, but we didn't refuse. They didn't even offer it to us. And we just went to, they set up for termination in November of last year, and then they canceled the trial the night before and wanted to do a mediation.
Well, why didn't they want to go to trial? Were they afraid something might come out in trial?
I don't know, but we went to this mediation, and the only option they were giving us was to relinquish all rights to the foster family that currently has them.
So they were pushing an intimidation on you to say you must just let go of these kids. They're not yours anymore.
Yeah.
All right. So at this point, you refuse to agree to that, I'm sure. Is there a trial set in the near future?
The end of March, beginning of April. They haven't set an exact date.
So 1 year out and not even an exact date. So much for a speedy trial. And have you got any visitation ability with your three children?
We got visitation up until, we got a visitation for a whole year from the time they took them. We got visits for a whole year, and then they cut it off from then, and we haven't seen them since March of last year. And we have, yeah, they don't allow us to see them. They said that it's best to just cut off the communication now because we're never going to see our kids again.
Oh, my God. Now, I've read the story here at Medical Kidnap, and they say they intimidated one of your lawyers. The DA went after them, if not threatened them, that said this is not going to be good for your career, bullied by an assistant DA. What is next here? Do you have an attorney that's willing to go to bat for you to really aggressively get a trial faster in this case? Because it seems like the facts don't add up to the case that the state is trying to make against you.
No, this attorney wanted us to agree to give our rights up to the foster family. She said it was better to, because they wanted to do an open adoption to the point where we could see the kids, but on the foster family's time, whenever they wanted to let us, and the attorney wanted us to agree to that. She said it's better to do that and see them sometimes than see them never.
And based on no proof of abuse, just allegations. So again, in America, if you're a parent and you take your parents, you take your children dutifully to a doctor or a hospital or an ER, you now become guilty. And even if you are innocent, you could lose your child. This is what we're seeing here. This is a warning to everybody. And April, again, you went in just as trusting as most every American parent to take your children dutifully to the doctor. Can you trust doctors anymore?
No.
How is your husband? Are you guys on the same page and standing up and not relinquishing your rights here?
Yes.
Okay. So at this point, it seems to me, unless you've got more information that I don't know, somebody who's willing to fight this is on your behalf is what you want, because it sounds like the attorney that you've worked with recently is saying, you know, just give up.
Yeah.
Well, what's your message for our listeners all around the world, all around America? We have a link, of course, to the medical kidnap story as well as a Facebook page to help you guys out. But what is it that you need most right now?
I don't even, it's hard to say what I need anymore, because I've always put my kids before me.
Sure.
And, I mean, they brought us a photo album to this mediation. Mind you, we haven't seen our kids in a year, as I told you, and Aiden has changed so much from when we saw him last. And Josh and I both started crying our eyes out.
Oh, my. This shouldn't be happening in America. It shouldn't be happening anywhere, quite honestly, but that it is happening in America is an atrocity. The people have to stand up against the government servants that are stealing children, abducting them, kidnapping them. And then, you know, who's profiting off of this? Why would they want to turn them over to people that don't know? I'm having a hard time here, as probably everybody is, really understanding, and we don't know the motivation of each and every case here. But there are access points to reach out to Governor Fallon there in Oklahoma. and let them know. And if there are attorneys out there in Oklahoma that can help out in a case like this, we want to put it out there. And please connect with us or Super Don, and we'll get you over to April and Josh and help you out in any way we can, okay?
Yeah, the governor here supports DHS because I've tried contacting her, and she's made advertisements on the radio about adopting children.
This seems a bit like a children for profit. How much is the government making? How much are these agencies making off of this? We need to ask these questions. April, God bless you and Joshua and your kids. May you be reunited. We'll do whatever we can here on this end on the Robert Scott Bell Show to help out, and we want to stay in touch as this progresses, okay?
Okay.
Our prayers go out to you as well. Please feel them, and maybe we can help some of these cold-hearted people in government to see the truth and the error of their ways. All right, stick around. I know what I want to do. It's the use of one of the fingers here. Is it legal? The Supreme Court says maybe. We're going to talk about that as well in relation to government officers and officials. Stick around. Lots more healing to go.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Hey y'all, are you looking for chlorella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't leave enough to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before, and let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with the diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic. Super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, They are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Oh my gosh. You know, I'm just thinking about long-term future options here as we cover all these medical kidnap stories. Super Don, are you with us, or are you already off to research the next story?
I am here, and you're right. I mean, it is tough. What's the advice that you're thinking?
Well, you know, I'm thinking about it. It does relate to the final story of the day, and it regards civil disobedience. It regards disorderly conduct.
No.
It regards what we should be doing, what we should be teaching our children. And we obviously need to live by this example, not just teach it in book form. But we need to absorb the lessons here and understand how this happened. And we need to change the way we're raising our children. First, we need to pull them out of government indoctrination centers, because that right there teaches them to be subservient and obedient to authority, authoritarians. Now, I'm not saying raise your kids to disobey you as parents or disrespect those who are gentle. You know what I'm saying? I want you to hear what I'm saying here. But when it comes to the color of authority, government officials who are operating out of the bounds of their constitutional authority or responsibilities, their oath of office, that we can no longer cower in fear and subservience to them. We need to raise our children to live as if they have oppositional defiance disorder. If you are not raising your kid to be ODD, you're raising your kid to become a slave to the state, as we are witnessing here. As parents are struggling with this concept, they were trusting. They believe the authorities. They believe the doctors who were licensed by the state, by the government, to say they were qualified to diagnose you, to treat you. And now they're treating you as criminals. And we've got to teach our children that. No, that's not cynical. That's not skeptical. That is very real. This is where we are today. Does it mean every doctor is this way? Does it mean every... No, don't even go there. But it's enough that even one of them is. And if it's half of them, if it's a third of them, if it's three quarters, where are the good ones speaking out? Those of you who you know, talk about Islam being a religion of terrorism, because they're not, the good ones are not speaking out against terrorism. I urge you to use that same concept on CPS, on government authoritarians, on police officers, that if they are not speaking out against this kind of abhorrent behavior, thievery of children, that they are also condoning this form of terrorism against families, against parents. And you might feel, as I do, that I want to flip them off, right? Raise that middle finger.
What?
Right? That wouldn't. That's too good. That's too nice to them. Or, you know, I think in Italy, what do they do? Under the chin, they do something, right?
Yeah, the thumb on the chin.
Whatever. But it's an interesting story here. A federal court now says you can. You can flip them off. And it's not illegal. It's 100% legal to give, in this case, cops the finger. But what about CPS? What about the judge? Well, you'll be held in contempt. I'm not urging you to do that. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
this is an interesting story.
It's legal.
It's legal. 14-page opinion issued by the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Second Circuit ruled that the ancient gesture of insult is not the basis for a reasonable suspicion of a traffic violation or impending criminal activity. The cops said they tried to defend themselves, saying that they did have probable cause because they thought being flipped off meant the couple was trying to get my attention for some reason. No, they were sending you a message that they didn't like the trap that you were setting for them and any other people.
Yeah, it's a different finger. The come hither finger.
Yeah, it's a little different than the middle one.
Yeah.
Right? The court didn't buy it. The Ninth Circuit, I think, in this case, was it? U.S. Court of Appeals, Second Circuit. The court didn't buy it. They said it was a ridiculous excuse, saying that the nearly universal recognition that this gesture is an insult deprives such an interpretation of reasonableness, right? When somebody sticks their middle finger out and wiggles it, it's not come hither. It's like, you know what, you, right? And they ruled that that gesture of insult is protected speech, and it is not grounds for arrest under disorderly conduct. But
They're still working. There is a case still going on, though. They're trying to get it so that you can moon cops. But not yet.
Only if your tushy is as lovely as Super Don. I don't know that for a fact. I'll have to ask Jenny. I was going to ask Jenny. I'm sorry.
Hello.
Oh, good Lord. Hey, blessings, love, prayers go out to April Winery and Joshua and the family, as well as Michelle Ryder and family, and Isaiah, and all of the families impacted by these medical kidnappings. Please speak out. Be oppositional. Be defiant. Have that disorder, because it's not a disorder. It's your right. It's your birthright. Stand up to authoritarians. Why? Because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.